From gaming reviews and industry news to nonsensical humor and mayhem, the usual suspects, your hosts, Kaiba, Jay Zippo, and Silky Smooth. This is The Second Review.
Everybody, welcome back to another edition of The Second Review. I'm your host, Kaiba. Jay Zippo over in the corner.
My pants are tight.
And Silky Smooth.
Hi.
All right. Oh, what we're going to do today is actually...
Oh, one thing I wanted to say before we start.
JayZippo.com. Before we start?
JayZippo.com.
All right. Anyways, on today's episode, guys, we're going to be reviewing Dragon Ball FighterZ with a Z.
Dragon Nuts?
Yeah, Dragon Nuts.
So we're going to
talk a little bit about the game.
You're just mad because you can't go Super Saiyan.
I tried last night and I got a headache and crawled up in a ball and cried a little. And I was naked.
Alright. And also another big thing that's been going around here is Red Dead Redemption 2 is getting a Battle Royal mode.
Yep, it's getting Battle Royal mode. I can also touch base on a few other things that they're whether it's 100%
pushback.
Yeah, well, I'd rather them get pushed back and make a good game than rush it out and be fucking, Andromeda all over again. So, yeah, and a few other things that we could talk about, too. So,
and then we'll wrap up with news of the week.
Nick nudes.
So, yeah, let's get into this. Actually, let's just get into talking about Red Dead.
Okay.
Let's just start off right there. Let's see what happens.
All right, so this leaked information kind of came out in August of 2017, and I guess it was just kind of floating out there because there was no corroborating or someone who would verify it, so to speak, because you don't want to necessarily take one source and run with it. So the one source came out like in August of 2017. Then someone else came out and said, it says here, late October of 2017 and another one December. So that at that point you had three verifying sources. So it's pretty close to being verified. So some of the highlights of the game that's going to be coming out, which I believe was delayed. Nick?
That was delayed, delayed to August, I want to say.
I want to say August. So they're going to have some form of Battle Royale, probably because of what, PUBG and Fortnite and all those other ones. They're such good success, they're wanting to kind of jump in on it, which makes sense.
October. It's coming out on October 26th.
Damn, that is one hell of a... That went from February something to October. Holy shit. Well, as long as they make a good game, that's all that matters to me. And it comes out on PC. So what they're trying to do is get like, the PvP or the PUBG type of Fortnite thing where we'll have a map and then it'll obviously shrink down to a certain level. And then it'll be like, from what they gather, there's going to be, when the two people are left, everything will stop. And you'll end up in the middle of town. And it's the whole shoot-off thing. Oh, I should have did a soundboard. Can you do a Western sound for us, please?
Like?
That was awesome, by the way.
Wah, wah, wah.
Was that Western?
It's from Western. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay, then that was good.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. So they'll have, like, the shootout. And then it will be like everyone will be just watching that like cinematically. So I think that's especially for this game that it makes a lot of sense. There's other multiplayer modes that got leaked. I don't know why I said it like that. They're going to have some that's called Revive and Survive and Money Grab. And then the usual ones that are always.
So they're trying to compete with Overwatch almost.
Yeah, I think they're trying to touch base on a lot of them, like PUBG, Overwatch. Like, they're just trying to get the best of each individual one that's out there and make it into one game for Red Dead.
Did they touch you?
I was hoping. But, you know, it was red. That's why.
Fail.
That's actually not fail. It's more a purple-headed yogurt slinger, but that's a whole other story.
Still a fail.
Then there's going to be, of course, there's going to be the first-person mode, and you can launch in both the campaign and multiplayer. So kind of like Watch Dogs 2, I played it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, and one of those hours, someone randomly came into my fucking game because I didn't realize I had it turned on, came into the game and started doing shit with me. I'm like, what am I doing? How am I doing this? Why is this happening? So I guess it's going to be something like that. Or you're in the first person. You allow people to come in. They can come in and assist you on stuff like that. So you're going to be able to get like apartments or tents or houses. I'm hoping they can get brothels. Like, just get fucking laid whenever you want. You know? That's how it should be.
Right.
So there's going to be all these mini games as well. And that's what would that be? Witcher 3. They got poker and all this other stuff. So much like
Gwent.
Gwent.
A Hearthstone for like World of Warcraft.
Yep. Like that. So they're also going to have that. So again, they're working off other people's IPs and ideas. So the campaign is going to be something that I wish like Fallout 4 continued to do. It's going to be similar to Fallout 4 or Fallout 3, where your decisions matter. Like, you start making shitty decisions, people are not going to like you. They'll either attack you on site or run away from you. And it could hinder you on campaigns because you might have to talk to someone, but they don't want to talk to you because you're a fucking dick and you killed his cousin or something. So you have to be careful what you do. I mean, you can just be a flat out cocksucker. You can also be this really great guy and end up being like the sheriff of a town or something. So the campaign will definitely, that's to confirm that the character choice and morality decisions are going to play heavily into the gameplay. So the beauty of that is similar to, say, like a Fable. It's very replayable. So if you play as a dick one time, you can go and just do all good things. And then you can just go to the middle. So you have multiple replay values on this. So it's definitely going to be worth the money. So. That's pretty much all the highlights that I got from, believe it or not, Forbes. For some reason, Forbes has decent video game news, because I looked all over for the best one I could get, and this one had the best listing, so it had everything I had in my article. That will be up on Friday, by the way.
Speaking of Red, YouTube Red is bringing back The Karate Kid with Cobra Kai.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
You guys fans of The Karate Kid? The original?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
So the kid, Johnny, who beat the shit out of Daniel all the time, right?
The blonde dude, yeah.
He's now, the roles are like reversed. Daniel's, you know, the high class guy, and Johnny's the washed up, you know, ex fucking whatever you want to call him, kung fu master. So he reopens up Cobra Kai's dojo and is like trying to bring it back, and him and Ralph Macchio are...
It's really going to be him?
Yeah, it's really him.
I thought they had like different characters.
No, no, though, like literally the same two dudes.
They're gonna like their legs are gonna fly off.
No, no, they even beat out Amazon, AMC, Netflix, and Hulu to get the rights to Cobra Kai, which is the original, you know, the sequel to the original.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's
they're grown ass men and they're opening competing karate schools.
This is gonna be a movie, not a TV show.
No, it's gonna be a show.
Oh, it's gonna be a TV show.
Yeah.
Sweet. See, now that movie, I wouldn't have bothered, but TV, I might.
Yeah, YouTube Red. Different.
It's only $10 a month. I didn't get sponsored by that. We didn't get sponsored by
the
that.
The tagline is, some rivalries never end.
Ooh.
I know, right?
It took an extra month because they always had like Ben Gay in them because they're doing karate chops when they're 90. How old are they, by the way?
They
got to be.
They got to be like close to, I mean, that was 84. 84, so I was a year old. So 33 years ago, they were probably in their teens.
At least.
Yeah. At least. So that's, wow, 50s, almost 60.
I guess that's not too
to
bad.
To be opening then. Up a dojo and trying to beat the shit out of each other.
Nice. Nice. Went up to do their own stunts. That's all I got on Red Dead.
All right.
What about the Dragon Sack?
Dragon Ball. Yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ, like I said, it came out about 2 weeks ago. And
did you play it a lot?
I played it a lot, actually. I played about halfway through the story, but I mostly played online against all my buddies.
Now, I know you and Nick were going back and forth on who you would choose for your... Did you kind of stick to that, or did you go differently from what you originally chose?
For the most part, I still have the same team that I chose to play. I play, well, during the campaign mode, and this is what's really interesting, it's actually, you know, you don't, the campaign mode is very, very odd for, I think, of Dragon Ball game. It would, what they end up doing, and actually, here's what I'm going to do. I'm waiting for about 20 seconds because we're going to try and do a two-minute review.
A two-minute review?
A two-minute review on the second review. This is going to be first of its kind. I have absolutely no effing clue if it's going to work.
Two-minute review.
So we'll see what happens in about 10 seconds.
We need a drum roll.
On the second review.
10 seconds away.
So in that 8 seconds, I can just say... JSimple.com.
Plug all you want. Plug all you want. All right. Anyways. So, yeah, the game actually is... It's brand new. They've decided to change the entire formula around with the game. Because usually, you know, at least the last, like I'd say, probably 8 or 9 years of Dragon Ball Z games, they've all been 3D kind of slow-paced combat. And a lot of fans were getting pissed off at it because it wasn't true to the nature of Dragon Ball Z. And actually, the creators took a page out of Guilty Gear's book. And Guilty Gear is actually another Japanese fighting franchise. It's actually a 2D fighter. You know, they don't do anything 3D, and they're actually very fast-paced combo. And actually, it's got a very huge following. But I digress. The story actually to Dragon Ball Z Fighters is that you actually are playing as the spirit who takes over Goku's body. And he, yeah, it's really freaking weird. But basically, all of the Z Fighters have had all of their powers blocked. None of them can access the powers except for this spirit.
Oh, okay.
And now what you're doing is you're actually traveling around the world trying to figure out who on earth did this to you guys. Also, who's cloning all of the fighters and who is Android 21? But the weird thing about Dragon Ball Z Fighter's story mode is that you move around a map. There's no actual like cutscenes or no dialogue during the story mode. What actually happens is after you complete the boss of the map, you go into like a quick cutscene, which to me feels kind of really bad. I don't like, they gave them like a really crappy looking 3D model when they could have just went for the anime versions themselves. Mm-hmm. Also, they decided to add in an RPG element. I got, oh man, I'm good. All right.
Okay.
And in order for you to pass through the actual dialogue, you have to keep constantly pressing a button to move the content like in an RPG. And I hate to no end. But what I'm definitely going to say is the strong points of Dragon Ball Fighters is the fact that gameplay has been tuned to the point where they actually have casual and hardcore players can get into this game really well. And also, it's 2D. It's the hardcore fighters are going to love it. The casual fighters are going to love it. And for that, I'm actually going to give the game... The story mode is a 6 out of 10. Gameplay, I'm giving it a 9.5 out of 10. Graphics, I gave it a 9 out of 10. Game looks just beautiful, plays beautiful. Story definitely needs a lot of work. But overall, 8.2. What'd I do?
Two minutes and 15 seconds. Not bad.
Give or take.
Not bad. First review.
I mean, technically, it was still 2 minutes.
Right, but we can still talk about it, right?
No? Yeah, we can still talk about it now. I mean, you know, now we could just, like, say here. But the one thing that... It's got a weird online mode to it, too. And that's just a whole different world. I like it, but I don't like it. In order for you to play the story mode or online modes at all, you have to log into a lobby.
Okay.
Where there's just a fuck ton of players all over the place. And, like, you'd be running around there... And somebody can come and say, hey, let's fight. And you can just fight right and go right into a local match, play against a kid, go on your separate ways.
Okay.
Yeah. They also have in there like a tournament mode where all the players, you know, you just like play in a specific like ranking system. You can just continually, you know, rank up, go play against the other harder players. If you really suck it and you stay with all the morons. They also have an arcade mode in there. If you remember Mortal Kombat, the towers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same concept. Only this time, what actually, they give you a path to take. And it's random. What they do is it basically, we'll pull a graphic on the screen. But basically what it is it looks just like a bar, you know, just like a nice graph going up. And that's one spine. On the actual other side of it, it actually creates an acute triangle. If you guys remember your maths.
I don't remember.
And on the very end... They have all the bosses. But what you do is that as you traverse the map, you actually move randomly. And if you're in a three-person tower, like a three-match tower, you'll move up one, two, and then you're at the boss. Five, you know, you could do anything to get to the fifth boss. Seven, and nine. And I played the seven tower, and I threw my controller into the wall.
It's got to be frustrating.
I threw it in the wall because there are two characters on there, and I know Nick will know these characters, or at least he'll probably know one of the two. Android 16 and Hits. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit what anybody says about them two together as a fucking hard computer. Untouchable. They are actually untouchable. And I mean, it gets to a point where the one, Android 16, if he connects with one shoulder charge, he can take out half your health bar.
Is there any way to gain it back, or there's no...
No.
Okay, I didn't.
And it goes back to the last episode when you had no idea what the Dragon Balls were.
Dragon Scrotum, yeah.
You would actually have to collect the Dragon Balls in the match to actually revive that player. So it's amazing. I mean, it's definitely a step away from where Xenoverse was and where all the Budokai games were.
Bukkake games?
Not Bukkake, Budokai.
Okay.
B-U-D-O.
I don't know, you're talking about Budokai. Dragon Nuts and...
Budokai.
Okay.
Got it? Budokai.
I'll
Budokai
mispronounce
Tenkaichi.
It anyways.
Say that?
Yes. I appreciate you spelling it, but you know I'm going to mispronounce it.
I know
anyways.
You are. I know, that's
I
okay.
I can't even remember
that's
this
okay.
guy's last name. Or his first
we'll,
name, for that
We'll
matter.
Put captions down for you. Not a problem. So, I mean, it's a huge step away from it, and I want to just go back real quickly to the controls. And I know a lot of people, you know, Silky might be, you know, an excellent fighter game, you know, excellent fighting games. You probably suck ass.
I suck ass whether I'm good at a game or not.
All right. The nice thing is that, like I said, they really made a control scheme where it's good for the casual players to just pick it up and just goof around, fight your friends in a local match. Also, they put in a lot in there that gives the skilled players something to master, because everybody has hundreds of combinations that you can just, I mean, it's all it is a button masher. I mean, they made no qualms about saying that. They made a button masher.
They put it out front.
Yeah, they made a button masher game, and I mean, I love it. I mean, next to Injustice too.
So it's worth it. It's worth the buy. Then.
It is definitely worth the buy. I mean, if you are any remote fan of the series, it is worth the buy. The story mode itself actually does credence to the whole lightheartedness of the franchise. You know, the Dragon Ball Z's never had, you know, super serious storylines. You know, they didn't talk about, you know, this dude, you know, making out with this chick who took this, you know, whatever. They don't do that. They have all goofy storylines. But they get serious when it is, and this game does it. And I mean, go buy the game. Just go buy the game.
So it's a definite buy.
It is definitely a buy in my mind.
I'll check it out. Maybe I'll get it and then never play it.
No, I'm just kidding. I was going to say, he can buy it, and then Kevin can ignore you online.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know.
That will never die.
Never dies.
Never dies. Like it, James Bond.
If it dies, it dies.
Speaking of never dies... The
yes.
news.
The nudes.
The nudes.
I want to make them go dead.
So, update. I did beat Telltale. I don't know if I talked about that. The Telltale Batman series. I guess there is another one coming out, or there is another one already out.
It's like, it goes, it's, what do they call it? Episodic?
Yeah.
Episodic.
I think it's about Bane breaking his back. There's also a Joker one, I think. Mm. I don't know. So, I mean, they did leave it open for it to have additional episodes, which was nice.
Makes sense, because they made a ton of money off that.
Speaking of Overwatch, it is the year of the dog, so they have that going on right now. Some of the newer characters are actually pretty cool to play. Moira, Doomfist, they're figuring. I mean, it's only taken them like 2 years or ish, but they've finally figured it out. Which is kind of cool. But there's still people that cheat. And I know they're doing the Overwatch League play, which is kind of cool. But it's not too crazy where you can actually watch it from the game itself. So it has which I'm sure is going to start becoming more popular, has an option where you can watch games be played in these esports arenas and stuff like that. And they did some trades, and there's finally a girl on one of the teams and blah, blah, blah. yeah, you know, there must be diversity. If you're the best, you're the best is what I feel like. If you're the best girl who happens to be one of the best players, then why wouldn't she be on a team? Or
I thought the other guys have boners.
Just you, bud. Just you.
Gaming geeks? No, they would have boners. They'd be like, oh.
Not if they're the ones playing
in
the tournament.
Well, like, this is for real straight cash, homie.
Like, that's real pussy.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't care.
Stick your finger and smell it.
I don't care
kind
who's next to me. I'm fucking making money, bruh.
See, I'd rather be pounding pussy than making money.
Well, you're stupid.
But I'm draining my balls.
You'd be broke with no the vagina doesn't last that long when you're broke, five broke.
That's a good point.
I've also, not video games, but board game related, I've been playing this game called Gloomhaven.
Have you played that?
I've seen it. I have not.
It's the number one game out there right now, Gloomhaven. And it's
you were telling me about
legacy board game. And it's a cross between D&D, but also the scenarios are built in these tiles that the game sends. It sends you like a $25 or 25-pound box for like $200, whatever it is. But you can play up to like five people, and you go from like instance to scenario to scenario, but you play via cards, not rolling any dice. There's no dice involved. There's still luck involved. There's still that variation of it. But it's all card based, and you're building the scenarios to these tiles. Then you're adding your enemies, and you can go in and out of the scenario to back to the city of Gloomhaven, kind of like that. Anyways, if you're interested in that, it's actually a really sweet game. Me and my buddy and another guy are playing it. And
is there like one DM, or is everyone just kind of?
There's no DM. The game is the DM.
Okay, that's
what. So it tells the story, and then you play the scenario. So there's not that variable into it where like the DM could kind of change their mind mid whatever.
Or fake a roll. Yeah.
The scenario is what the scenario is, and you play it on the version of your difficulty based on your level, stuff like that. So there's elites, there's dragons, there's. You know, I mean, sometimes the scenario might not be to kill everything in there. It might just be to get in, get out, you know, or whatever you got to do.
That's the story of my life.
There's different types of ways to finish said scenario. I know, sexual, right?
Okay. All right.
But really sweet game, Gloomhaven. I like I said, it's expensive. It was started on, I believe it was Kickstarter. Yeah. And now it's huge. So check it out. Speaking of games, gather around the family round and play What's That Smell?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The New York City Toy Fair is this weekend, and a company called Wowie has a new game to show off, and it's called What's That Smell? Yep. What is What's That Smell? As you might assume, players have to smell a scratch and sniff card. And then guess that smell. It could be poop.
Come on. Really? Did they say that?
Yeah.
They don't really say that, do they?
It could be poop. It could be garbage, bacon, grass, or rotten fish. The game comes with 48 mystery whiff cards.
Whiff cards?
Whiff cards. Mystery whiff. Whiffing. Players have to guess the smell under a certain amount of time, up to 5 minutes, depending on what setting you choose, and receive points if they guess certain other smells. So for the apple card, you get 5 points for saying apple, but you get 2 points for saying strawberry, which is close enough.
Do they have like a vagina card where it's
I don't know. The game like also complements a companion iOS Android app that provides other possible smell guesses and their point values. The app also keeps the time and includes a built-in camera function called the Cam Recorder. Cam Recorder, get it?
Ah, okay, that was dumb, but it was funny.
Wowie wants you to film your friends and family making nasty faces in slow-mo and then share them to social media.
Do they have like a cheese card, but it's supposed to be ball sack, and if you say cheese, you only get 2 points, and it's really your ball sack? Can you teabag one? And
they also make... Why are you asking these questions for... Not relevant.
Wowie
also makes a game called Fingerling, a robotic monkey that sits on your finger, which was featured in the New York Times.
These people like the on drugs? Are they from California?
Probably. What's that smell? Cost $19.99. It'll be available.
That's it?
Yeah, it'll be available this summer.
Hell, I'm buying that just for, and we're gonna
just
do
for game's sake.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast with just.
There's actually, I won't lie, the gaming community, board gaming community is making a huge leap. It's not the same. Why do you keep pointing that way?
Because he's like trying to like.
So Cytosis is another game that's really, really cool. You learn like anatomy and like steroid hormones and proteins and all this other stuff. That's really cool.
You learn about your penis?
Cytosis.
Okay. Is that your penis?
There's another game. I want to say it's Dragon Rage or something like that. It was really cool. There was another
Blood
one.
Blood Rage.
Blood Rage. That was it. Blood Rage. Blood Rage is pretty cool. We only just kind of dabbled in that one.
What was that one that we were filming? Oh, you're taking pictures of.
Oh, it was called Dungeon Roll.
Yeah, that looked fun.
And then there's
Dungeon Roll is crazy.
There was a Ragnarok game, which was pretty sweet. And I mean, you can always go back to the old ones like Trains or whatever it is.
Monopoly.
But yeah, I'm liking it. I like some of these games. I think they're pretty sweet.
I think you want to definitely check out a channel on YouTube called Tabletop, and they play a lot of like these kind of board games. These one off games. Yeah. So,
speaking of games again, Twitch today is debuting an always on chat room featuring, it's simply called Rooms. The addition was first announced at its developer event, TwitchCon, back in October, and was expected to launch before the year end. They had to shift it back, but Rooms are custom chat spaces that are available from the channel page itself and can be set up by anyone on their account. They're found in the header of the stream chat on the creator's channel where, both rooms can be created and joined.
Now, they're probably going to have chicks with cleavage hanging out because Twitch loves that. But some dude may say the word fuck and get banned. That's why I ditched Twitch, because they're really hypocritical. They like, well, if I was running Twitch, I'd be doing the same thing too. Like, oh, you got boobs? You're good. Oh, you're just being a dick? You're out. Right. So, I like boobs.
They're all plebs to me.
Yeah, boobs.
Nintendo Labo shows all the possibilities of the do-it-yourself controllers. So when they surprised everyone last month with the latest innovation for the Switch, now they're kind of what they call dubbed its Labo creations as Toy Cons. The first round of Labo releases will hit on April 20th with a variety kit and a robot kit. And this second one includes the Toy-Con 13 key piano, motorbike, a fishing rod, a house, and even an RC car.
Nice.
Atari is launching a cryptocurrency, because that's just what a company like Atari does now.
How random is that?
Yeah. Lately, it seems like Atari's been putting its focus on two big strategies: crowdfunding and promoting products that don't exist. So it makes perfect sense that it's reportedly getting into the cryptocurrency game, offering its own coin, the Atari token.
I found a box of Atari cartridges a month ago down in my basement. I mean, mind you, they're probably worthless, but some of them I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe I played these. Like, one was Indiana Jones, but it was kind of like Pitfall.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite one was Haunted House. Absolutely ridiculous. Just like 5 pixels on the screen, and I knew what was happening, I guess.
It's become commonplace for struggling companies to co-opt the rampant interest in cryptocurrencies to excite investors and at least give the appearance on being on the cutting edge. Most recently, Kodak slapped its name on a blockchain initiative that seems to be poorly conceived. Earlier this month, Fred Chenez, CEO of Atari Game Partners, bragged to Polygon that the company's new leadership has rescued it from the edge of bankruptcy over the last few years. They were 30 million euros in losses and 35 million euros of debt. No more debt. Today, they are profitable. But today's announcement, in light of details, Bloomberg reports shares in the Paris-based company have soared more than 60% since it gave further details of its crypto push on February 8th, after first mentioning of some plans back in December. Atari is taking a stake in a company that's building a blockchain-based digital entertainment platform, and as part of that agreement, it will create its own digital currency called Atari Token. The company is also expanding its online casino gaming partnership with Pariplay Limited to allow gambling with digital currencies.
So, question for both of you. Yes. What was the last game that you played that had Atari attached, like the name Atari attached to it?
I couldn't even tell you.
Do you have one, Gaiba? I can't remember.
No.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I know there is one. I can't tell you.
I mean, besides the box of cartridges I had down in the basement looking at them, that's as close as I got in 2 decades.
Yeah.
I know they did try to have some games, but I can't remember any of them.
Nothing mainstream. I think they had a couple.
I don't remember. There was an Atari game that I did play. I just can't remember.
Well, it just goes to show how good it was.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't remember developers and stuff like that of who does what and what does who. Gauntlet was an Atari game, so I definitely played that.
They did release re-release Gauntlet recently.
That's got to be...
No, they did a recent release of Gauntlet back in, I would say, the 90s. With
did you just say a recent release?
Well, you know what I mean. I probably didn't even say before or after that, but... All right, anyways, okay. Last story, or two quick ones. The Corsair 1 gaming PC gets updated with Intel's latest 8th-gen processors. So the Corsair 1 came out last year offering an interesting idea, a game PC that is the same vein as traditional consoles, meaning it was pre-configured, pre-built box that users could expect to work without tinkering around. And now they're releasing a pair of updated versions of the original Corsair, boosting the processor to Intel's latest 8th-generation 6-core Core i7-8700K and bumping the graphics card to the NVIDIA GTX 1080 to the upgraded 1080 Ti.
How much do they have a price on this? It's got to be $3,000-$4,000.
The Pro Plus, the Corsair One Pro Plus runs $2,799, while the Elite with the extra RAM will set you back another $229.99.
That's actually not bad considering that because the Ti is like $800-$900.
The two with the two first gen ones are $22.99 and $24.99. All 4 miles an hour available.
And it just runs Steam, right? Probably.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it probably just runs Steam games. Yes.
All right. So you guys saw those. See what happened with the Apple HomePod?
Mm. No, I didn't.
You did? All right. So the HomePod, if you place it, like if we were placed on this wood desk here and play music or whatnot, it would leave a white ring on the woodwork.
Like a permanent one?
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
I don't know. It's like something from the treble or whatever is like melting into the wood. So, and Apple's already recognized it, and they're like, they just throw their hands up in the air like, well, we make products that suck, so whatever. So
oh,
now,
Steve Jobs.
Now they're saying even they the Sonos so much. One damages furniture. So, yeah, these devices leave visible white rings on the furniture. The HomePod isn't the only one. Sonos One speaker left distinctive white marks on their wooden shelf a week after the reviewer moved the speaker from its shelf. The mark had faded but still remained. The Sonos One is mounted on 4 feet. Yeah, but no. The Apple One is even worse. And it is. Let me see if they finally figured out what it's from.
Come on, Apple. I mean, I'm not a big fan of you, but I also want you around so that you keep Android and all those other ones, IBM, on their toes, IBM-based computers on their toes. Because if they go south, then it's just going to be free-for-all for all the Androids. It's just gonna, everything, the prices are going to go up.
See, I think these HomePods suck, but this article by Mashable, they were like, the HomePod's design is no small part of its appeal. It doesn't look like a glorified Pringles can. It's large, sleek, and gorgeous, which I think it's not true at all. I think it's large and goofy looking.
It looks like a
big sponge. I don't know. Anyways, so the vibration dampening silicone base will leave mild marks that, when placed on some wooden surfaces, by the oils diffusing from the silicone base and the table surface.
Oh, my God.
Often go away after several days when the speaker is removed from the wooden surface. If not, wiping the surface gently with a dry cloth may remove the marks. May. If the marks persist, clean the surface with the recommended cleaning process. And they said, if you're concerned about this, we recommend placing your HomePod on a different surface. Thank you, Apple. Thank you, Sonos.
I got three words for you. Class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen.
Like, well,
someone's going to like have it on their leg for 30 minutes and it's going to hurt them or something.
I think it's just the silicone, but regardless, like, do you not test that at all? Like, is that not something you would test for? I don't know. Or just not put in your fucking device? Like, it's so stupid.
Steve Jobs, come back, please.
Apple is retarded.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's it for the news.
Look up necromancy right there. Trying to revive Steve Jobs. All right. Wow. I felt my intelligence drop.
I'm still stunned with the scratch and sniff game. I'm definitely buying it, and we're going to play it. Second review, we'll be playing that.
What's the smell?
What's the smell? We're going to do it because that's fucking amazing.
Can we turn off the lights and play Who's in My Mouth?
No.
Guess who's in my mouth?
It's awful small, so it's got to be either one of you two.
Oh, wow.
But no, we can make our own cards.
No.
Yeah.
I am definitely afraid of what's that smell? What's the smell? Because something tells me there's some fucked up shit in there.
Yeah.
Although really some like after dark version of it, it's getting even worse shit in there.
That's probably true. This smells like raunchy pussy. This smells like a dirty Sanchez.
You get a bonus for just saying a dump on your chest.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Cleveland steamer. I know that from anywhere. I know that smell from anywhere. That's cellophane and poop. That's a hot Carl.
That's a full 5 points there.
That's right. Here, let's get the cam recorder out.
Cam recorder. Oh my god, that's something I would come up
with.
Let's
get that in slow mo. That's your mom.
As he vomits across a.
Oh, that's mom's vagina.
Oh, how would you know? How would you know that? No,
that's cousin Susie.
No. Okay.
But all right, we can end now.
I'm speechless. I am just speechless. All right, for Red Dead Redemption, great that you guys were delaying the game for, you know, whatever spit and polish you got put in it. Fucking stop with Battle Royale modes. Stop copying people. Come up with your own shit.
Yeah, they copied 3 or 4 different franchises.
Oh, my God. And then for Dragon Ball FighterZ, I love the game. I recommend going out and buying it. But if you're not really a big fighting fan, I would say rent it first. Just give it a test. Anyways. I'm fucking.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm smelling stuff now. Like,
there you go. Like, see, now this is what happens. Yeah, you're like, tricking Nick, your mind into smelling shit.
Did you have tacos for lunch? Or oh fuck.
Anyways, for all our users on YouTube, if you like, dislike anything we say, write in the comment section. For everybody else. God help your soul for listening to this episode.
Go to Facebook, go to Twitter. We're all around. And that's a second interview with a number 2.
Yep. Anyways, Silky Smooth.
Hi.
J-Zippo.
Pants are still tight.
I don't want to know. I'm Kaiba. Catch y'all on the flip side.